Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. As Christ's people, how are we to live in America during the time of the election? This is the question before us, and we are answering from the Word of God. First up, we have some foundation stones that we are settling into place. We do not build a home or a commercial property without first laying the foundation. Likewise, we do not make a biblical argument, a persuasive one at least, without laying a very firm foundation. By way of review, our first stone is that God is sovereign over all elections, including this one. Our second stone is that elections do not change our mission, which is disciple-making. We use scripture to make both points. When did you lay down these two stones, Mark? Over the last couple of days, my friend. And if you missed it or want to hear it again or share it with someone you know, just visit our website and get the free God Is podcast, which comes with the manuscript. Visit godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And right on the homepage, you will see the latest episodes. This is easy, very easy, and this is a great way to stay up to date. Godisministry.org. For those of you with us last time, what I will say this time will not surprise you. The two are linked. I emphasize that elections do not cancel, change, or edit the mission Jesus has given each believer, and that is to make disciples. Because this is our mission. Third, our mission is not to become overly involved in political movements. Here is what I believe, and you need to know this about me because it reveals what is in my heart. First, I believe God is sovereign over all elections. Second, I believe elections do not change our mission, which is disciple-making. And third, I believe we are not to become overly involved in political movements. What do I mean by a political movement? Well, let me keep my definition simple. A political movement is a collective attempt by a group of people to change government, government policy, or social values. Will you notice that I said we should not become overly involved in such movements? What do I mean by that? Well, let me give you an example. On abortion, I do encourage Christians to have a voice, a loud and clear voice in urging government policy that bans and outlaws abortions. However, I believe our involvement there must not push us off our main mission, and that is to lovingly share the gospel with all people. Maybe I can put it this way. If given a choice between attending a pro-life rally or sitting down one-on-one with a friend and telling them again about Jesus and what he alone offers them, I believe we should miss the rally. Get together with the friend instead. Well, someone might be tempted to say, hey, wait, are you pro-choice, Swallow? Are you saying we shouldn't fight abortion? You must have misheard me. Believe me, I am pro-life. In our series, God and Our Culture, which aired previously on this station, and this is also available as a podcast, I spent significant time providing biblical arguments against abortion. Go to godisministry.org and click the series link, God and Our Culture. Listen. And if you have had an abortion or are currently considering it, my tone was gracious, kind, and inviting, so you do not have to worry about encountering a damning sermon. God is displeased with abortion. As Bible-believing Christians, we must stand for the truth, and that means we can have some involvement in the anti-abortion political movement, but measure our involvement. Do not let it overtake our primary task, making disciples. My fear, however, lies largely with this kind of movement, the movement to get your favorite politician elected. When I hear about how much financial and time investment many Christians are making to get so-and-so into office, I am a combination of discouraged and angered. Well, being a swallow, it ruffles my tail feathers. Get it? Some of you need a moment. Friends, what are we doing sending the financial resources God has blessed us with to politicians? What are we doing using our precious time to get a certain politician elected? We ought to be using these resources to get the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to many, many, many more people. What are we doing spending our evenings and weekends watching Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and other forms of media when there is constant and incessant arguing and ripping the candidates we want to lose? How many hours have been lost to the television when we could have been reading and studying the Bible, praying, helping a neighbor in need, and sharing the good news with a family member? Here is an easy way to test how much time you've spent doing this. When you get home tonight and sit in your favorite chair or spot on the couch and it is time for your favorite political talk show, see how hard you find it to not watch or not to listen. Then ask God's forgiveness for your investment in that, and ask the Holy Spirit to redirect your time and attention to things of eternal and heavenly value. It is urgent that we fulfill our primary God-given mission, making disciples of all the nations. Our business is to build Christ's kingdom, not to build an earthly political kingdom or movement. Please notice when you read the Gospels that Jesus did not come into the world to be a political ruler. The Jews definitely wanted him to be. The Jews anticipated the Messiah would be, and their expectation was not totally wrong, because the returning Messiah, Jesus Christ, will one day rule this earth as head of government, but not at his first coming. That's where they were wrong. The Lord came to establish the kingdom of God and to invite us into it. That was his mission, being born to the woman Mary in Bethlehem. He came as Savior for lost, sinful souls. To develop this in the Bible, I want us to hear from Jesus. Let me read for you John chapter 18, verses 33 through 37. There is one verse here that will draw our attention, but I read the whole text for context. Here we find our Lord at the end of his earthly life. He has been arrested and brought before the Roman Pilate. This is Christ's first Roman trial before Pilate. John 18, beginning in verse 33. Therefore Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting, so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." The key verse for us is 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. What does the Lord mean by this? Jesus is saying his kingdom is in no way a political movement. If Christ's kingdom was of this world, then his servants would be fighting for an earthly political king and kingdom. But Christ's kingdom is not of this world. Surely you have noticed how much the Democrats and the Republicans and the so-called independents are fighting in this country. At times this even reaches the depths of physical violence against one another and candidates for office. Well, politics is a knock-down, dirty, nasty fight, and it is filled with much vitriol and grievance on both sides of the debate. In sharp contrast, our Lord's kingdom, to which we belong, dear Christian, is not a political movement, and therefore there is to be no fighting. There is a great temptation lurking today for us, brothers and sisters, and that is that we promote a political movement instead of promoting the kingdom of our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. The temptation is to get so caught up in saving our country that we forget about saving people from the fires of hell. The temptation is to think that America's only hope is a political ruler when America's only hope is Jesus Christ. America's hope is not political, but spiritual. His name is Jesus. Therefore, stop fighting. Oh, you're passionate about this, Mark. You bet I am. And next time I will give you an example of a disciple who acted how many of us are acting, and we will see how Jesus corrected him on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.